Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Once again, this is Brother Hunter with KSK Radio. We give God the glory. We praise him. We love him. And we thank God for everything he has done. For the Bible declares that today that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice in it and be glad. Be glad. I'm glad today that God has allowed me to come to you this evening. I have a young man who's going to call us in after a while, and I just want to take us before the throne and ask God's blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you for the things that you have done for us, through us, and by us. We come now, Father, praising your name and loving your name and just declaring. But before we come in it further, we ask that you forgive us through Jesus Christ. If there's any sin we have committed, knowing or unknowing, even those that are not made known, would you forgive us and let the blood of Jesus Christ keep us clean before you? We thank you for everything you have done for us. And then, Father, we are here in a place called there. There we want to meet you, there we can take us to the next level. I want to thank you for the words that's flowing. I want to thank you for the words that's going to speak to us. Father, I love you. Father, I praise you. I adore you, what you're getting ready to do. Without you, we can do nothing. Somebody's on the line needs a touch, needs a touch of the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs a healing. Somebody needs to know that you're still God. And we declare and decree, you're the only true God, Father. For your word says, some of us, some of us, you say you're not angry at us. You say you thought that you have toward us bad, but you have good thoughts that we might have be brought to an end and not evil. I love you, Father, for everything you've done. And I thank you for Prophetess Rosetta. I believe you're going to bless her, not only her, but all those who believe, and every prophet, prophetess, every ministry of the fivefold will come. I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm still waiting, but I got a young lady with me, Prophetess. Are you there, Rosetta?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's talk a few minutes. Let's talk.
Okay.
Tell me what God is doing for you.
Right now, Pastor, I'm attending Fellowship Bible University in Texas City, and I'm getting enlightened even more on the Word of God. My last session, I was on soul winning, and we were taught the proper way to go out and to win souls for Christ, how to extend the love of Jesus Christ to a dying world. And I'm excited
Amen.
About it. The next session, we're going to be talking about prayer. So in all that I thought I knew about the Word of God, I found out in being in this class with these six instructors who are mighty men of God, full of the Spirit of the Lord, I realize I didn't know much of anything, but I am ever growing in the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the God. And God is so good until his mercy just endures forever. You know, I realize that there is a foretaste of the gospel of Jesus Christ that must be given to all of us. And as we are here in the earth realm, it behooves us to, as you just pointed out, to go out and win souls. Win, because the last hour before us, we who know we
That's
love
right.
God, we just got to do what we got to do. Some people, and I hate to say it, some people will not do what God has said. Jesus has declared in his word, we who trust in him must believe in him. Jesus said, these things. He said, anything you ask in my name, he said, I will give it to you. But we've got a lot of people who are not ready to come to the total commitment. The total commitment means surrender, as the prophet has said. When you surrender, you become rentless. You give it to God, and God said, I'll take care of you. And that's the problem we have today. Amen. Amen. Prophetess, are you there?
Pastor Hunter, Brother Franco's on the line. He says he hears us talking.
Okay.
I just received a text.
Put him on.
Franco, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, but he call that number again and put him on the line. Does he have the number to call? 347-850-8955. Is he on this 111111111? Is that him? Let me see who this is.
It may be. He says that he can. He just sent me a text to tell me that he can hear our conversation. He's waiting.
Hello, are you there, sir?
Yes, hello. Sir. Hello. Hello.
Who am I speaking
with? Can hear you now.
Okay.
Is that you?
Can you hear me? Yeah, this is
yes,
him. Yes,
that's him.
Franco.
Yes, sir.
Right. Hello.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to introduce to some of y'all, brother, minister, man of God, Franco Leray Cooper, known to the military as Sergeant Franco Leray Cooper, calling us on Blog Radio from Alaska.
Amen.
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 And hello out there in blog land or radio land and what have you. I was listening in to the conversation, if you all can hear me,
yes.
To the conversation that was taking place while we were trying to make a connection. And it's very important in the life of a believer. As we do go about the work of God, evangelizing and bringing those in. But one of the things that, praise God, one of the things that God has been speaking to me about concerning the church abroad is, hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Is the issue within the body of Christ of unbelief. One of these, I'm going to cover some of my notes that I just kind of go through in my prayer time and meditation time. And one of the most unaddressed topics in the church today is unbelief. The Bible talks quite a lot about faith and its place and desire and need in the life of a believer. And it also has many examples of what the results of unbelief produces in our lives. As I've come
Amen.
To understand, I've come to understand as a member of the human race that I am limited to some degree, whereby I have to use my ears to hear and my eyes to see. But see, the Bible told me that when God got in the middle of a situation that eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God does have in store for them. So I understood that. I understood that. But see, then I began to go a little bit further along the tracks of this thought, the train of this thought. And like I said, as a member of the Adamic human race, I do at times struggle with unbelief in some areas of my life. And make no mistake about it, beloved of God, that I do desire to rid myself of this folly simply because it displeases my Father. So how do I do it? The next thing. The next thing. Because, see, if it were not such a problem for mankind abroad, see, I thought at some point in time, Apostle, and I thought at some point in time that simply because I was anointed and I had a calling on my life that I would that it would excuse me from the thing called doubt. Mm-hmm. See, I often thought that because I had a calling on my life and I'm a handsome-looking guy and things like this right here, that it would excuse me from something called doubt. And turbulent times of test. But my God, how deceived, how foolish, and how off the mark I was for such thinking. See, I know that the will of God is for us to have faith. But there are times when the enemy creeps into our lives and seeks there by something that we call doubt. Doubt. Mm-hmm. And see, I understand that my church attendance alone will not spare me from this destiny-destroying idea. For it was this same crippling idea that halted the Apostle Peter when he began to walk on the water to Christ. It was doubt that was like a weight at his ankles, sinking him to the bedrock of that ocean. It was doubt. It was doubt.
Amen.
But even as he began to sink, even his faith as he began to sink, he cried out. He cried out to Christ, and Christ pulled him up. So I'm calling out even to the church who's dealing with certain areas of unbelief, even that man or that woman or that marriage or that child, or that sick person, or that lay person, or that leader, that God has called you to do something great, and it just seems like everything, hallelujah, that hell could release on your life is coming all at one time. It's not because God is not able. It's because there is something that he wants to get out of your life. And that's the understanding that I have. And that's the understanding that I believe. If it were not so, Apostle, if it were not so, Prophet, if it were not so, beloved of God, if this was not so, then this, hallelujah, the same thing that sent the prophet Elijah to the cave in the book of Kings, the first Kings, chapter number 19, round about verse number 3, when he had did all of those great things at Mount Carmel. It was this same man, Elijah, that was on the run, and he was trying to spare his own life. How could it be after such a great display of faith, he then now finds himself in the cave, running for his life? How could it be?
My Lord.
How could it be? How could it be that, and that's the balance, see, that's where I find myself at times, Apostle. This is where I find myself at times. This is what I'm declaring to the church, is that we're somewhere found in the volume of the book where we can have a high time in God, hallelujah. We can have those good times and those good events in God, and we lift our hands and we give God glory. We can experience those times. But then when the process comes along, there it is, the process. See, we'll have the event of Mount Carmel, but then the process of standing in God when the enemy comes is another test. And I think that God wants to develop in this area, the body of Christ.
Amen, amen.
And I believe, Apostle, I believe, beloved of God, I believe that even now in this hour, the reason why God gave me this word is because there's somebody out there beside myself that is trying to understand all that God is trying to do in our lives. Mm-hmm. And see, it's good, though, because my faith is in him, see? And what my eyes see at times can deceive me. And that's why we got to understand how to have the mind of Christ. Because it was the same Peter that walked on water that told Jesus not to go to the cross. And it was that same Peter that Jesus rebuked the devil and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He didn't rebuke Peter. He spoke to the spirit. See, that was another level. And see, this is the place, glory to God, that Jesus wants the church to operate from. See, I've come to understand. See, I'm 33 years old. I'll turn 34 on January 5th. Praise God. I've been in the military for 13 years, and I've been overseas, hallelujah, 4 times, to Iraq 3 times, and to Haiti for the earthquake relief once. And I'm telling you, through these 2020 eyes, I have seen and experienced a lot. And I thank God for it all. But see, what I'm talking about now is another level. God is saying, even in this hour, that there is a people in the church, there is a people in the earth that are hungry, hallelujah, after the deep things of God. And somewhere in the church and somewhere in the ecclesia, the only messages that some folk hear is the don't do this, put that down, pick this up, don't do that. We get that baby message, but God is calling the people to something that is higher so that we can sustain and be able to rebuke the devil when it's time to rebuke him.
Yeah.
And we find ourselves, just as the prophet Elijah, after standing at Mount Carmel, saying these powerful words. Listen, how long? Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said when he charged the people. Over there in 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse 21, he said, he charged the people, how long will you limp between two opinions? If it's the Lord, that be your God, then follow him. If we fail, then follow him. And guess what happened? The people didn't even know what to say. They didn't know what to do. And here we are today in 2013, on the brink of 2014, hallelujah, and God is still sending a word out in the land that is still saying the same thing. How long will you be in between two opinions? These are moments that I often reflect on, Apostle. These are moments that I often reflect on and cause me to ponder the real issue in the life of a believer. As I have discovered that it is an unclean spirit. It is an unclean idea. It is a vain imagination that comes upon us that is called doubt. Yes, it is. It is that doubt that will bring you down from a lofty place in God to something that the enemy told you you would never have. In other words, we got to get to that mindset where Christ was for the purpose that was set before him, for the thing that was set before Christ, he endured the cross. Set before him, he endured the cross. But see, in the church today, we don't want to endure nothing. I can't hear nobody. We get to that place where we don't want to endure the hardship. We don't want to endure the backlash. We don't want to endure the heartache. We don't want to endure the backstabbing. We don't want to endure the talking down. We don't want to endure the pain. We done got to this place where we're so progressive that we don't want to endure nothing. But see, I stand in Paul's anointing when I say this, that. Listen, Paul said, after having done all to stand therein.
Stand.
And I just want to say just for a moment that for that person that is trying to their best to figure out, you know, what's my next move and how do I get to this and how do I get to that, trust that the Lord has your best interests in mind. Trust in him. Depend on him. Rely on him. And keep moving. Keep moving towards that thing that pulls you in the morning. Keep moving towards that thing that wakes you up at night. Keep moving towards that thing that causes you to want to live. And see, God will put an anointing on your life to go through the fire. Watch this. He'll cause you to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to go through the fire and not even smell like smoke.
Hallelujah.
And what Jesus said to us, beloved, and I'm almost done, and what Jesus said, hallelujah, because I said a lot, but what Jesus said in Mark's account of the young man that had an unclean spirit, and the disciples couldn't do nothing with the boy, and what Jesus said to them, hallelujah, he said, look, how long will I have to be with you, O faithless generation? Bring him to me. It was not a secret power that Christ possessed that they did not possess. See, the disciples had dealt with demons many times before because Jesus had sent them out with the assignment to go cast out devils, to go heal the sick, to go do this, that. He God sent them with an assignment, so they already knew how to deal with a demon. But somewhere along the lines, doubt crept in. Let me say this, Apostle. Because I feel the
word is
doubt by definition means to be undecided and skeptical. See, look at that. How in the world are we a tongue talking, hand lifting, money putting in church, dressed nice, Watch this. Early in the morning, how are we this people? But we still skeptical when God says go, and we sit there and act like he ain't saved it. I can't hear somebody. But I believe
Come
that
on.
God, I believe that God wants to deliver us. I believe that God wants to empower us with the engrafted word. And it's either we gonna do it or we not gonna do it. But there is no in between. And that's who I came to Amen. Talk to today. That person that feels like they're stuck in between. Jesus said it this way, and I'm done. Make notes if you have to. Because the Bible told me that faith comes by hearing. Watch this. And hearing the word of God. We got to keep hearing it. We got to keep hearing it. We got to keep hearing it. Mark chapter number 11, verse number 23 says, For verily I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be you removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, there it is again, doubt in his heart. Jesus gives us the antidote to the answers to our prayers.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord for that word, man of God.
Amen. Well, that was a, go ahead and speak to it, sister. I'm just so happy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pastor Hunter, you know and I know it's been a long time coming, and I thank the good Lord above. I praise your name, Father, for the word that went forth from my son's mouth, not just for us, but for a dying world. And we thank you, Father. Yes. We thank you for using him even the more, Father God, for the gospel to go forth, for kingdom building. Thank you, Father God, for using him in your service, Father God. And for real, Father, he loves you. He loves you deep down in his belly, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that everybody he comes in contact with, Father God, that same message, Father God, that he doesn't alter from, that he keeps it real simple just like you do. Keep my commandments. Love one another and do what I called you to do. And we thank you, Father God, for a powerful word on tonight, Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. We got another man on the line with us. Come on, talk to us, brother. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead and talk to us. I'm talking to the Not Franco, but the man that's on the line with us. Come on, brother.
Oh, Minister Franklin, how you doing, my man? That's a great word.
Hey,
that's a great word. You know,
yes,
I was listening. I was listening to him, and being in the ministry, I understand what he's saying. But you know, we are a dying generation because we first of all we need to be taught. And
yes,
once we were taught, I think it was Nicodemus came to God by night, and the key to this is that Nicodemus wanted to know how can a man be reborn again? And Jesus explained to him, he's like, well, how can you go back into the womb? And Jesus explained to him, no, it's not that you have to be reborn. You can't be reborn that way. And so many Christians today are in the church, but they haven't been reborn again. And when I'm talking about reborn again, it's the spirit. Galatians 5 tells us about the fruit of the spirit. And so many of us, we possess the know-how of going to church and being in church, but we lack the fact that we know how to actually serve God in a godly manner. Because we know that it's the proper thing to do is we've been taught, go to church. But are we actually comprehending and hearing, like he said, it comes by hearing. So are we actually hearing it and are we filtering it? The word has to go through like coffee has to be brewed. And after the filter catches all that bad contaminants, then you get a good fresh pot of coffee. But too many of us are going in the coffee pot without the filter.
Yeah.
And so I thank God for that word, that it was helpful. And Sister Rosetta has been such a light in my life. It's a long story to tell the coincidences of our relationship or how we met, and it's been a short time, but he, as a man of God who's been in the ministry for so many years, ordained, licensed, I had come to a halt in the ministry because I knew that going to all these churches and hearing and seeing what was going on in the church house, and then coming out of the church house and seeing what was going out on the street, and no one's coming, evidently no one's hearing. And so the Bible says that let your light so shine that a man may see your good works. And so it's important that we not only teach and preach the word, but we must live the life.
Yes, Lord.
That people will see our good works. Like Sister Rosetta was saying, we fall out so easy with somebody that's not even stepping on our foot, when we ought to be able to turn another cheek. It was a long time when at that part of the Bible I used to say, wait a minute now, turn another cheek. And so we have to be humble. Sit back and it was 33 years before Jesus moved in the ministry. And so we have to not always rush the ministry. Take time and wait to
take
God and listen and let God appoint. Let God anoint. Let God exalt. Not always want to be seen by men. To men, let me tell you, God is the only one who's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Man ain't going to be able to say that. Man is going to curse you out now. He's going to curse you out. I always tell people at the funerals, I don't like to do funerals because they lie on you when you're living and they lie on you when you dig it. So it's up to God to have the last say so. But I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Oh, I thank God. He's so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Save
the wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord.
Wasn't fit to live, wasn't fit to die. But the master of the sea. Oh, Lord Jesus. Save my soul. What? I mean, grace. Jesus.
Fire.
Y'all finna make some church go. How long this program last? Pastor Hano.
Is that right with me?
Rosetta.
All right,
young man, that spoke. Let me tell you something. Keep on. Keeping on. Because it's not given to the swift nor the strong.
Yes, sir.
But we got to endure to the end.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Well, you know, I don't want y'all to leave the line because some more people y'all will want to talk to them. One thing I will say tonight, see, I'm watching everything on the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Such that we say, Father, we praise you. Technology is not of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is for the Christian.
Come on.
Here I am sitting in my study here in Houston, Texas, talking to a man in Galveston.
Yes.
Talking to a man in Alaska. Connected.
Come on now.
I'm in Texas City.
Yes. See, God allowed us to be overtaken. And I say this many times, there are more lazy Christians, more lazy Christians that don't want to hear what just been heard. They still have unbelief, they have doubt, they don't want to be taught because they think they know it all.
Come on now.
That's it.
And see, when you start telling somebody, you got to live what you preach about, you got to preach about what you live. Paul made
Come
it
on now.
Live.
Hmm.
And I would say to the listening audience that are listening, see, some people are listening, but they're not calling. But I want them to know, we're living in a time right now.
Mm-hmm.
The decision has been made.
Yes,
you're either going to be with God or you're going to be outside of God. So it's a choice. We're choice driven. Do we want to be on God's side or the devil's side?
Come on now.
The devil has one objective, to steal, kill, and destroy. But I will say this to all of us on the radio line, listen, the time has come now for us to get out there and preach this to the fivefold ministry. The time is capital N-O-W. But
no.
We got to pray before we start giving some people the word. See, because the enemy is always waiting to see what you know.
Talk.
Well, then,
what
does Rosetta know? Well, let's find out what you don't. Let's find out what Rosetta don't know.
Yep.
Yes,
Hama. You remember the time we did that revival in Houston with that 109-year-old preacher?
Yes, indeed.
And the power of the Holy Ghost fell up in that room, and the power was so awesome that the very socks on a man's foot flew off his his sock flew off his foot from the power of the Holy Ghost. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw what looked like sprinkles of diamonds and dust. Glitter. That's what it looked like. Glitter was all on that altar. And I'm like, where is that? What is that glitter on them people? And it was at the very church where the altar broke in half one Sunday when the man of God was preaching. He saved the very altar, that pulpit, that broke in half, made of stone because of the power of the Holy Ghost up in that place. Pastor Hunter is an awesome, mighty man of God. Signs and wonders, miracles, even through that stroke, God healed his body.
Come
and he was determined even the more to follow after the gospel of Jesus Christ. He didn't quit.
Yes.
And the enemy put them bees all up in that mailbox, try to sting him with them bees, all kind of traps, still pressing on. Never stop.
But see, Sister Rosetta, that's just like your son spoke. He said, eyes have seen, but ears have not heard. And see, we say in that doubt, when you got God said in Malachi, he said, try me. And so we got, until you try God, you don't and see what he can do. You don't these things that you speaking to other people, the non-believer, or the unexperienced, this is like, oh, she crazy. But when you come from where Pastor Hunter and you and your son have been, 33 years old, listening to that young man. He let the Bible say, in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yeah, I knew you.
It's like you have to go through some things. You have to experience some things. That you,
yes,
the Bible and I would not believe. You have to. There's some things I could tell people that doesn't happen. I could tell them testimony on it, but then until they experience the same God that I'm talking about, and that's where the doubt come in. When Jesus died, he said, "He said, first of all, I'm not going to leave the confidence." But Peter said, "Oh no, you know." Oh no, and that's the way we are today. We are so afraid because we can't see. Faith is the substance of what things hope for, and hope for things that's not seen. So if we can't see it, we have a problem with believing it. But let me tell you, God is try me. That's all I tell people. First of all, you have to be born again. Then try me. Try God. And let me tell you something. If you try God, he better than Coca-Cola. He better than Oreos. He better than Tony Tigers. He better than anything.
He's the real thing, huh?
He's the real thing. Come on, Sister Rosetta. And I'm saying, and look at
yes,
this. I tell you, God is God with the big G. And Pastor Ron, I'm going to say this. I mean, shut up, because I'm like you with the technology today. I used to didn't believe in cell phones and all that crap. But someone sent me a text, and I'm going to share this text with you. And it said that God is like he invented the cell phone. But the only thing is, God is never loses connections. He never needs to be recharged. He's always there, in other words. And that's the way with this modern technology is. We are so advanced that there's no reason for Paul crossing them and people like you who have paved the way. There's no reason for us not to be educated in the Word of God.
Amen.
There's a Bible in the most nastiest, sinful places in the world. You go to any motel and open up that drawer, and there's a Bible in it. So sin, it needs to be disconnected with the Christians. And then, like your son was that, he said, we have to know that we have a defense, because the devil is on his job day and night. He comes, like Pastor Hunter said, he'll seek and destroy. And we have to be warriors. Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. That when the enemy come against us, we able to stand. Because we have to nowadays be able to be an example to those who are falling and buckling because their children are on drugs and they don't know what to do. They husbands and wives that are falling apart because they don't know what to do. We have to be the ones who can tell these people, look, it's going to be all right. I know a man from Galilee. His name is Jesus. Just try him. And you know what? Just try him. You know, I grew up in the church. I've been in the church all my life. And I've been in the ministry since 1994. And Pastor Hunter, with all being said, I'm just now starting. Because, see, with the Holy Spirit comes growth. You start out as a child drinking milk. Then you grow. And right now, Pastor Hunter, I'm kind of just now getting where I can eat pork chop. And it's such a delight to be because wisdom. Wisdom is something that Solomon, I think, said. He said, all things God, give me wisdom. And the Bible says with wisdom, not only get wisdom, but get a good understanding.
That's right.
It's so many people, just like I think one of y'all said, that we so think we know so much because we've been in the church 40, 80 years, and we still, it's a bunch of us still on, it's still just not on the titty. Excuse my friend, Sister Rosetta, but we're just not, you know what I'm saying? We 80 years old, still drinking milk. And it's time for us to come up out of them pews and say, look, I surrender. And life is calling for a revival that's going to be a Holy Ghost filled revival. It's going to be, God said, one church. In the end, it's going to be one church, one faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so we have to put down all this denominational wars and Baptists against Methodists and Methodists against theologians and theologians against this and that, and come together as one church. And if we don't do that, then the world gonna steady perish.
You know, one thing I would say to the audience
tonight is this. Franco has brought us a powerful word tonight. God has used him and going to continue using him. And I just believe in my heart. He's the man that God has called to use. Not how much I think, but I know what God thinks of him. He's a military man. He has to take orders from higher command. He's in another army, God's army. He has to take command. So he got both sides. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
See, I was in the military. I was a sergeant. I come to understand. But we live in the life where we live. It behooves all of us on the line coming to do this here. The time has come for us to do what God has told us to do. I can't look back at nobody. I can't press nobody forward, but I can walk with you.
Come on now.
I tell everybody to stay in your lane, not stay in my lane.
Yes.
Do I still have difficulties I still overcome? Yes, I
do. Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, but every day of my life,
come on,
I keep seeing God. What do you want me to do? I'm not concerned about online. What do you want me? My salvation is wrapped up in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ. What do you want me to do?
Yes.
And I know Jesus. I say yourself, believe it. See, Jesus made it plain and clear. He said, if the Father don't tell me, I ain't going to do it.
That's right.
And if we are in the same line of following protocol, if Jesus don't tell us from God, God ain't going to say do it. God's going to say hold up.
Hold up.
And I'm saying this to somebody, sometimes God has to get involved with us on the sidetrack.
Mm-hmm.
God can just fold his thumbs and go whoop and blow his breath and things just rock. But you see, we're living in a time right now, my beloved, where God wants all of us to come together in prayer. The time has come. I don't want it on my watch. As the soldier would say, it's not going to be on my watch.
It won't be on my watch.
It's not going to be on. It could be on somebody else's watch. See, when you come up to the place, I want to know your password. What is your password? You're going to say, Superman, I'm going to throw a flower in this shop.
Yes.
Amen. See, but God has a password.
Yes.
He has several passwords. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. And see, one of the passwords he got is love. A lot of people don't want to have love.
Come on here. Come on.
Ooh, Jesus. Anybody else on the line, God, I want to say, I'm just happy. Prophetess, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Praise the living God.
Hello.
Hello, I'm on here.
From Georgia.
God bless. I am on. God bless
everyone.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Well, see, we got connection with Alaska. Isn't that something? God, my God.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Technology of today.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the living God.
He's good.
Each generation shall be wise. So, hallelujah. Great technology of today. It can connect us around the world.
Yes.
You know, that's why it's so important for us to use every avenue that God has given man creativity to create.
Yes.
We take advantage of every tool that he's given us. And this is one of the great technology, you know, can connect us around the world. And I thank God for it, you know, to lift up his name and to edify him. Because that's what it's about.
Yes.
It's about reaching the unreached and telling the untold. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus.
So I bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. But this is part of the greater works. Mm. You know, this is part of the greater works that Christ speaks of over in the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
That's right. So I bless the Lord for it. I just joined in, and I just got to hear just a little bit what the man of God was saying about, you know, all these different denominations. You know, it shouldn't be no wall. It shouldn't be no wall against the saints of God. You know. He told, what did he tell Joshua? He told him to
walk around the wall
of Jericho got to come down. And it's the same thing he's saying now today. These walls got to come down because it's not on the inside, it's on the outside.
Yes.
He says, my house is still empty, and compel them to come into my house.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And we're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about four wall buildings. You know, there's so many people out here that's lost. Mm. But we want to keep on preaching to one another
and
not do this great work that God has called us to do.
Yeah.
You know, He's commissioned all of us that we will go. You know, we will do. You know, so that call, that commission for us to keep on doing and going is here. He comes back. He says that good work that he started in each and every one of us, he's going to finish until Christ Jesus returns.
Jesus.
So we need to finish the work.
Finish.
We need to finish the work until Christ Jesus returns, you know. So I bless the Lord. These walls got to come down. So
come down.
I don't know who that was speaking at the end, but I totally agree with you. You know, it ain't number one us. It says it ain't no more Jew, no
come
more
on.
Gentile, no
come
more
on.
Bond, no free, no male, no
Woo.
Female. We all want in Christ Jesus. And that's what we got to be about. We got to really come together and unite for real. We sit by and we watch every avenue of the enemy come in until God's camp. Into God's kingdom, and we sit by, and we don't say anything. You know, as long as it's not affecting my city, as long as it's not affecting my community, as long as it's not affecting my family, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do anything about it. But that's not the work God has called us to do. We are our brothers and our sisters' keepers, you know, and we got to do this work. You know, so much suicide. It's going on, you know.
Yes.
But don't we have the power?
Come on,
don't
sister.
We have the power? Didn't God give us the power in Genesis?
Hallelujah.
You know, we apostles and we prophets
Woo.
And we evangelists, we teachers and we preachers. Are we not so in tune?
Yeah.
Are we not attuned with God that we can't even hear the war cry of the land?
Mm.
My people, which was called by my name, if we would just humble ourselves, turn
Sorry.
From our wicked ways, seek his face, then he shall hear from heaven and he shall heal our land.
Great.
We got the power to pour down these spirits. He says one can fight 1,000 and two can fight 10,000. But we don't want to unite.
Unite.
We don't want to come together and unite so we can tear down the kingdom of God, of darkness. He says the kingdom of God covers our violence, but take it back by force. Well, ain't nobody going to shoot me. Ain't nobody going to hit me. So I ain't taking no bullet for nobody. We run scared. But the enemy has been trained.
Come
the
on,
enemy
sister.
Has been trained ever since he was in the mother's womb.
Woo.
He came
on,
out
sister.
Forward. He came out fighting. And we are not going to fight. And we got a greater power.
Talk, sister.
We are equipped with the greater power, but we don't want to fight. We want to let the enemy come inside us.
Yes.
So the enemy's been dethroned. So why do we continue to let the enemy roam about?
Yes.
When we can cut him off. when we can cut him off every time we see him trying to lower his head, or we see you, we got
Hallelujah.
The power. And it's time for us to come together and unite like never before.
Yes.
Forget about yourself. I forget about myself. Deny thyself. Those who want to be a disciple and follow after Christ must first do what? Deny themselves.
Yes, Lord.
We got to deny ourselves. It's not about us. It's about these lost souls out here.
Yes.
And it's time for us to snatch them back.
Yes.
Snatch them back. Because we got the power. Don't be afraid to go in hell.
Yes.
Because he said some of you got to go in hell to get. Then he said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail.
That's what he said. Nope.
What you afraid of?
Your sister, the young man.
Amen. There's a person that came on the line. You got something to say?
I just want to share.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your blood, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Your last four is 04115. Go ahead and speak to us.
Elaine?
Go ahead.
Pastor Elaine, you on here?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name.
Amen. You got so good. Oh, taste to see.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm.
Brother Franco, are you still on the line?
No, I'm still here.
Can you tell them how God has connected you with believers way over there in Alaska, and God is yet moving by his spirit way over there?
Oh, yeah. Every place God has sent me via the army, I can say that indeed it's a fact that the word of God, number one, has priority in our lives, but it also has also to be lived. Now the scripture says that the steps of a good man are ordered by God.
Yes.
It is indeed a fact, and it is true, and I can say that I actually had the privilege of living out that word in the book of Psalms. God have connected me to one ministry that was on television up here, and I just had went to the church just simply to visit by reason of I just liked the name. And so I went because of the name just to visit, and the man of God, it was an apostle. In fact, he asked me, did I have a word? And I said, of course, I'm always seasoned with a word. And so he gave me the privilege to be able to speak, and then that linked me up with a prophet, and then that linked me up with somebody else. And right now, currently, I've been connected to another prominent figure here in the Anchorage area by the name of Dr. Alonzo Patterson, who was a great man of God. And he's kind of taking me under his wing at this present time. So I've been truly blessed by God without having to make any public service announcement, and say, hey, here I am, this is me. I just kind of just flow and walk in the things of God. And God has been so good and so faithful in just aligning my life with his purpose.
Thank you.
And so, you know, even when I don't walk around with a T-shirt on that says, hey, I'm a preacher, but
come on,
I walk around with the anointing on the inside of me, and that speaks volumes. And the scripture does indeed say that a man does not have to make a room for his gift, but in fact the gift will make room for him. And
yes,
so I take a lot of that very, very serious, and I'm very grateful. Like right now, it's probably about 18 degrees outside here in Alaska. There's snow everywhere. And it's just amazing the way that God set the world up. And, you know, I've been able to travel all over the place as a soldier and see so many different things. And I've been in climates as hot as 120 degrees, and I've been as cold as negative 18. And God is still the same God in both places. I still pray the same way in both places. You know, I just say that to say, I said all of that to God. Amen. Hello?
Hello?
The phone, there was a ringing going on in the phone. But nevertheless, God is so faithful, and he's just opened up doors, and he continues to open up doors and relationships just for me, little old me. And all of my hang-ups and issues, God still saw fit to bless me, and for that I'm eternally, and I mean that for real, that I am eternally grateful for what he has done and is doing in my life, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Aaron, get thee out of that kingdom and go into the land I tell you to go. Hallelujah. You continue to walk it out, man of God. You continue to walk it out.
Yeah.
You have truly found favor in God's eyesight. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we had one person that was on, but they dropped out. But I want to say this, sir, because, see, when I ask God to give me what I've asked him for, God has not failed me. I failed him more than he failed me. When I asked God for the radio station, everybody told me about 10 or 15 years ago, it's not possible. Hello?
Yes.
I'll say this. The radio station is a vehicle to get the gospel out all over the world. And I just look at, we got 1,500 people listening to us right now. It's 1,528 people listening to us. Something is happening. People are hungry. They thirst. We got to take the water to them.
Yes.
We got to take the food to them. It's the word of God.
Yes.
See, everybody can't have a new car, but I always say have a car. See, I'm from the old school, and Rosetta knows when I saw Rosetta, I was so moved in the spirit last year. And she came with a shirt. Hello?
I'm on here.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Rosetta, I talked to her, now what do you come down here for? What do you got new? And I said, what do I have new? She looked at me. See, God.
Who is this prophet?
I know,
so-called prophet.
See, God wants to use all of us. But I have to tell you, as my prayer partner said, you got to get your hands clean.
Yeah.
You got to keep your eyes clean.
Yes,
spotless,
without blemish.
Off limits. I'm so grateful tonight to hear everybody talking, and it just blesses me. It really blesses me. And you know, one of the things I just thank God. Here I am sitting up here, and I'm looking at this. Says on air, stream left. I got the calling number, the hook number. But God, see, now the men that told us up there in Alaska, in Anchorage, it's cold up there.
Yeah.
Right here in Texas, we got it about 49 degrees here.
Yeah.
But over there in the Middle East, look what's happening. It's still hot over there.
Yeah. Look at God.
But all I can say is, see, God has put us in a position to operate. It ain't about the radio station. It's about you doing what God sent you to do on the radio station. I don't beg for a penny. I say to them, if God tell you to send something to the radio station, you do that, because that's the commitment I had to God. And I asked God, I'll give 10 positions. I said, Lord, I want 12, one to truth the ministry. And God has done that. Now, I say this, too much is given.
Too much is required.
Too much is required. The prophetess, they've been given so much. And when they tell you that they wash their hands of it, they don't want to deal with it no more because God has pulled them back.
See?
And I want to tell you, when God pulls
talk.
Back, he stands up. Your last episode was the last one for you to have on this apron. But I know this. Jesus, through the Son of God, he's going to come back.
Hallelujah.
He's so good. There's so much power in this song. See, but I say this to you with love. I say it to you. Give all you got. When they give it to you, give it away. Don't hold on to it.
And keep it.
Because the more you, well, I ain't going to give that. No, it ain't. God got you here for a reason. Now, can you remember someone all the way in Georgia? Now, I got to tell it. Came all the way from Georgia because God gave her a word for a man named Willie J. Hunter. And I said, I ain't going to hear this. Come on, brother. Y'all know how we used to be.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear what a woman will say. But God told me so you hear what she's saying. That was 3.5 years ago when I was had my attack. But you know what? I began to listen to what God was saying through her. And as a result, everything God used her to do for me, it has been done. Mm-hmm. It has been done.
Praise God.
So, am I listening up? No, I'm saying what God has done in her to show his love and kindness.
Yeah.
Now, come all the way from Georgia to Texas to a big kid like me.
That way you always look up, And that young lady that called, she caught the message late. It started out with Brother Hanko teaching us about doubt, and that's why I went back to doubt, because we doubt so much and we don't believe. The eyes have seen and come on, Brother Hanko.
Franco.
It's Franco. It would have L.
Oh, Franco. Yeah, Brother Franco. Come on.
Yeah. And like I said, yeah, that doubt.
Yes. Yes.
That doubt. We were talking about that doubt and
yes.
And it creeps into the life of a believer. It's not something that the believer just goes out and searches for. This thing creeps upon us.
Yes.
Through weariness.
Yes.
Through tiredness. This
yes.
thing tries to wear us down. You know, it's in the thing that you're praying for the most. I can't hit nobody, but it seems like it'd be for the
most. Come on, you can hear
it. He'd come or try to sabotage.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
If
yeah.
careful, watch this.
Yes.
If we're not careful as believers,
yes, yes,
we slip up and say what the doubt tells us to say.
Yes.
See? And that's why I thank God for the proverb that says this, that there's life and death, that it lies in the power of our own tongue.
Yes.
What we got to be mindful of is what we say. And as a man thinketh in
Hallelujah.
His heart, so is he. So
yes.
we got to be careful with two things. We got to watch what we think, and we got to watch what we say. Because
yes.
the result of it is going to be what we live in. And
Woo.
See, I don't know about nobody else, but I don't want to live in lack. I don't want to live in beneath when
Woo.
God sings. Hallelujah.
God.
That a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him.
Mm.
And you mean to tell me I got to beg for some sandwich? Come on, I got to, look, I'll eat a sandwich if that's what he want me to eat. But I ain't finna go home.
Jesus. Lord.
It's according to your faith.
Right.
And it's how bad do you want it? You know,
that's right.
Either you're going to feed your spirit man or you're going to feed your flesh. It's,
come on,
it's according, you know, the word says, taste and see that I am good.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us can see that God is good and we keep moving forward. We don't
yes.
look back. We don't even take a second throw. So we get held on to God's hand and we never let go. And then we got something that, like you said, you got to help me with my unbelief.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's why he sent and put people in the positions and the places that he did. So
disciples.
It's perfecting the church, perfecting of the body. That's
yes.
why we have to continue on a continuous basis is to teach. A lot of people
yes.
love to preach, but nobody
yes.
wants
Come
to
on.
Go back. You know, even in the 5-4, how many times do you hear somebody in the 5-4 ministry say, I'm a teacher?
That's
they
right.
don't want to be a teacher. They don't want to say I'm a teacher because they think they let in. But if we don't have a teacher, then it ain't no sense of you preaching. Ain't no sense of you prophesying. Ain't no sense in you building because the teacher is the foundation.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
they're the teacher.
Well, see, that's what God told his people when he appointed the disciples. He said, go and teach the people.
And teach all things.
Just observe
Come
all
on.
Things.
Come
and so with the church today, it's too much preaching and not enough teaching. We
yeah.
have
yeah.
teachers before we can be preachers. And everybody
that's
wants
it.
To be preachers. You know, I got like Brother Hanko. I admire you because, like I was telling before, we get in a hurry sometimes. And sometimes we need to slow down. It was 33 years before Jesus even attempted to go into his ministry. He had to learn some things. And humility was one of the things that he had to learn. We have to learn humility. And like the Pastor Hunter, love is, we take this word love, and we say we love you, four letters. But do you know love means so many things, and it's agape
yeah.
love, which means the best and the most. If you got agape love, don't
mm-hmm.
tell me you can't forgive. If you got agape love, agape love will make you get up in the middle of the night and go pray to somebody that ring your phone. It may have the wrong number, but you can feel the distress in their voice, and you say, you'll reach out because the Spirit of God is love. And then we all say, oh, we love you, we love you, we love you. But like I said before, it's easy to say. We have to let our light so shine. Just like Brother Hanko said, we not only have to, Franco, we have to realize that when we do things, people are watching us. God already sees all things, but we feel like we can get away with it, and we become sneaky wannabe Christians. And I'm going to show you guys my toes to the result. I shoot from the hip, and when I preach and I teach, I will call it as it is, because just like a devil, you're a hypocrite, and you're going to hell if you don't change your ways. So if you want to see, if you come up in my face and you're a hypocrite, I'm going to tell you. Because if I tell you the truth, then you may be helped. Because I love you. Now, it's just like we extend the privilege of the church. It's yours to accept or to reject, because I don't care if you don't like me, because God loves me. And so we have to quit bending to please people.
Pacify.
And all the people, we have to pacify people and learn how to please God. Because, like I said before, God's going to have a final say-so in this. The Bible says every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. So you could lie to me, but you can't lie to God. And Brother Franco, look at me, you got me stirred up. When you stir up the spirit, let me tell you something. And see, that's what we have to do is come in unity in the spirit,
and
start stirring up some stuff. And when we stir up some stuff, the wind gonna blow in Alaska, the wind gonna blow in Texas City, the wind gonna blow in Houston, Texas, and the wind gonna blow all over this universe.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And you know, Jesus Christ. We have to come together.
Hallelujah. Yes.
The walls got to come down. And going back to Joshua, going on, if Joshua say in 7:14, say, choose you this day.
Yes.
Who are you going to serve? Absolutely. Are you going to serve me, or are you going to serve the God, the mother gods? And it's too many people serving the mother gods. And the mother gods ain't gonna put the mother gods gonna tell you they gonna feed you, but when the meal barrel run low, then you are gonna call like Baal, at least Elijah, call on your God, I call on my God, and so when it all boils down to when you get yourself in such a mess, then you gonna realize the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only true living God.
That's it.
All the other ones, Muhammad, they don't exist. When it comes down to like Brother Franco was saying, when it comes down to really, 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 really putting your faith in something, faith is a substance, what I said before, it's a substance of things not hoped, like seen, things hoped for, and evidence of not seen. Yeah. You can't see God. He's a spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. But right now, if you on this phone, you ought to be able to feel him. He pricking your heart right now and saying, look, whatever it takes to keep this going on, let us keep on doing it, because this is the word. This is the true and living word of God. This is the spirit in motion. Eternal God. Oh, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
On this radio. Oh, God, we pray that you bless us abundantly. Oh, God, that you bless us what we need. And, oh, God, that you bless us what we want. Because you say, oh, God, that we can just serve you and you will bless us according to our heart desires. Bless, oh, God, Sister Hunter, oh God, continuing to put a hedge of protection around Brother Franco, oh God, and Sister Rosetta and the other young lady and all those listeners on this air. Oh God, we just come in the name of Jesus, just asking you to let your Holy Spirit loose, Jesus. We bind those devils, oh God. We bind him, oh Heavenly Father. We put our foot around his neck, oh God, and he just cast him into the lake of fire, oh God, that he may burn. He has no power, oh God. In Jesus' name, we just pray, oh Heavenly Father, you've been so good. And if we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't thank you enough. Oh God, thank you. We pray for our children. We pray, oh God, for our enemies. We pray for every one of our loved ones. Oh God, you know all about us. Help us, oh God, Jesus, to serve you more and more and more and more and more. Oh God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Franco, I don't have my glasses. Can I get you to read John chapter 17?
John chapter 17 and verse 8 through verse 12
for me. I can't find my glasses, and it's in my spirit. It's John chapter 17.
First,
it's a conversation that Jesus is having with God.
Verse 8, it says, For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me.
Keep on.
I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Yes, keep on.
And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Come on.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world.
Yeah.
And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them.
Stop on 12.
Stop at 12?
Yes.
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gave me. I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the
son
of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Come on. Yeah. It was for the scripture to be fulfilled.
The word.
But
the
that
word.
Scripture was it was ringing in my spirit, and I couldn't read it, but I know it was in John chapter 17, verse 8, where Jesus was having a conversation with the Father.
Yeah.
Yes.
And was letting the Father know, you know, how he felt, and he was praying. He said, I'm praying.
Yeah.
You know, so that was in my spirit. I had to get that out to encourage every last one of us. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about all these Holy Ghost-filled people on this telephone line, out in the listening audience. I'm excited about what God is doing through the ministry that Pastor Hunter is the founder of.
Lord,
and I pray that we all grow in unity during this season that God has us out here proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what? I got two listeners I want us to hear from tonight. They just came on, and I hope they'll last for a whole 7 minutes. Caller, you'll last for 07119. Got something you want to say? Well, we still love you. And then we got the
Praise the Lord. Dr. Hunter.
Hey! Are you, is this Rose?
Yes, it is. God bless you for tonight. I just came in on the short end of it. But I just wanted to say that when you were talking about, he talked about the wind. He said, I made the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, and the south wind. And it just resonated in my spirit about the wind. He's like a spirit. He goes everywhere and everywhere. So I just thank the Lord for just listening tonight. So I just know that all things are made by him, through him. And so he left us all power on earth to do things so we can achieve it in the spirit. So I thank God for just listening tonight. It's really filling my soul. My spirit to enjoy just listening to, a revelation of a new word. And I thank God for that. I even thank God for the conversation of Jesus having with the Father, because we are inheritance of that, and that we all should know it's not for us, but it's for the fulfillment of the scripture of the word that God has within us. Was to fulfill his promise that he left us on earth to do. And I thank God that we are now coming as unity, as one body of Christ, not looking at color or creed or what purpose for each other, but we're coming together because each one of us have a piece of the piece of the piece which can help us all to put it together as one, as a complete story. And it didn't take just one. Remember, it took 12. So I thank God for that, Abasha. So I thank God for the 12 unity that is coming together. I even thank God for the countries and the cities and the states and the providence and many that was going to come together and under one creator, and is going to illuminate the skies up above. God wants to see us set out this beacon, the beacon of light, the beacon of insurance, And I thank God that he's bringing the people together as one, knowing that one church is not, he didn't call just one church. He didn't just call the Baptist. He called us all together to unite as one. So I really know that it's time for the unity, and wherever we go, we are to unite as one, And I thank God for even just, it is enlightenment. It is an enlightenment just to come in and hear the anointing. I said, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So we bless the Lord for it tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Praise the Lord.
He's worthy.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is Sister Monica Hansen from the Manuel Temple School of the Bible, and I am just so pleased to listen to the growth that has happened spiritually of the possibility that Jesus Christ has bundled us under the radio.
Yeah.
I am just so magnified and just listening to all of this intake that I'm getting spiritually from the Holy Bible, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit. And I just love the way Jesus Christ is expanding the kingdom, and it's like that he has to get the voice out there.
Yes.
Over the radio, imagine what he can do inside the church house, with his women alone. And if he can reach the women, he can draw in the men, and we talk about growth in the kingdom of God. And we can be organized just like other religions are, especially the atheists and everything, and we can help capture their souls. But we have to show them that this is the way, this is the God, the light, and
on,
a walk is better than a talk, but apparently this can tell you many things.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you know what I want to say? We got another person come on right now. So I'm just excited. Y'all just keep talking, and I plug them in. Keep talking. Hallelujah.
There's a scripture, Brother Franklin, that's coming in my spirit.
Yes.
And I don't know where to find it, but there's a scripture that said, oh, how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that falls down from Aaron's beard, even Aaron's beard. You know where that is? Is that in the book of Psalms?
No, Sister Rosetta.
Franco, you know that? Oh, how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
I think that's in the New Testament. Paul. Mm-hmm.
No, that's in the book of Psalms.
I don't know where to find it, but I surely hear it in my spirit. That this is a beautiful thing. It's like oil falling down from Aaron's beard.
But
the
Sister
unity.
Rosetta,
yes.
Let me
that's
share
a
this.
That's a psalm.
But you know, just like I had spoken before, and the lady said it too, and it helps when we become believers to experience, and it says that, oh, taste and see how good the God is. And it's, I don't know if that's in the same scripture or not, but when you taste and see how good God is.
Oh, yes.
Man, I mean, it's kind of like being addicted to a drug. I mean, you just...
Come on.
You just want more and more and more and more. And so, we have to taste and see. And you know, it's back to Malachi. He said, if you do this, then you'll see the blessings just overflow. You won't have room. And we have like Pastor Franco was saying, we have this doubt. We when it comes to giving and not just of money, but of our time and our other materialistic things that we hold on to. And you know, my daddy used to always say, we're too tight. He said, your hand's so tight you can't receive nothing because your hand is balled up. We have to, it's like praising God. Open up your hands. And praises go up, blessings come down. But we could tell people, but we have to let, like the lady was saying, we have to walk in this thing. We have to let our light so shine that man will see our good works.
And
glorify the Father. It ain't me. And then they were like, you know, how is Sister Rosetta? I know she this and she that, but she's just always got a smile on her face. How is Brother Franco enduring over there in Alaska at 18 degrees below? But he's teaching the Word of God. How is Brother Hunter? He just had a stroke, and I look at him now. You know the enemy comes in and trying to say,
yes, God.
It's something else, but we know. Hallelujah! It's God.
Yep, no, we know it's God.
It's God. It's all.
Yes, yes. We know.
We done tasted it, and we know. And see, you can't tell me how a pork chop tastes if you ain't never had a pork chop.
That's right.
So you can't tell me how a peach cobbler tastes if you ain't never had a peach cobbler. You can't tell me how ice cream tastes if I ain't never had ice cream. But you try it. And let me tell you, that was in my spirit, Sister Rosa. You brought that out because when you were talking about that song.
Praise the Lord.
Look at David with his bad self. Wasn't they? Woo, David.
That was so. Pastor Hunter, we wanted to read Psalm 133 because I just felt it's just a beautiful spirit connected.
Yes.
Tonight, you know, it's just beautiful. You know, we'll be on this phone all night, and that I feel like it was a fresh anointing because of the unity in spirit. One
well,
at
I want to say this to y'all.
Oh,
I want to say this. Well, we got about 90 seconds left, but I want to say this. Wednesday, I'm going to be on from 9 to 12, and I'm going to be having a prayer line, and I have it set up with people across the nation. Here is my email address. WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. The time has come. And so what we can do is as we always say, tonight is the night. We love you. We love you. We love
you. There's something you can do about it. There's something you can do about the love that we have for you. The love that we have for Jesus. The same love that we have for you.
Let's go.
You are a brother and sister in Christ, and your ethnic background doesn't matter. Your social ethnic background does not matter. You started off one way, but Jesus Christ is going to make sure you end up on a positive end. Jesus Christ in the book of Psalms 35:27, he delights
and seeing the prosperity of his saints. When we go out, we capture souls for his kingdom.
Amen.
So read the Bible. Absorb the Holy Ghost. Absorb the Holy Spirit. Attend church. Church is like it's like a covering. And pray. Praying is that intimacy with Jesus Christ. It's something that no one can take away from you. Then you get to hear his voice. Okay? You know that it's him. He's going to put up a little struggle for you. But as you grow and as you grow, the struggle's going to still be there, but it's going to be just like walking on a sidewalk. You're just there to walk over because you're going to know that it's him. You're going to just sit there, little temptation right there, pray over and say, well, Jesus, here's some more. Here's another island. Here's another mountain. You move it for me, Jesus. I can't do it with my own strength. And that's the way he wants to do it. He doesn't want us really going to the next human being. He wants us going to him first. He will use man. And the reason why Jesus Christ wants to use man, because it's a certain man that he wants to use, because it's something else that he has for him that he wants to take him to the next level, because he's ready to bless this man with a truck. He's ready so he can go get people out underneath the bridge, bring them to the church house. He's ready to bless this man with a building that he can just hold about 50 different people. So 50 guests of them, 50 sheep, okay? He might want to bless him with 150 sheep at one time. And he knows that he's going to do things according to the King James Bible.
Pull out of that place, Lord.
That word for no amount of money, no amount of souls, no amount of sin. So no, he's not going to twist the word for him. He's going to say everything in there, third bed only. And it's going to be a five-fold ministry.
Everybody's
going to be treated accordingly. No one's not going to be mistreated because of their socioeconomic, their gender, or their ethnic background. The human race will be invited. You're going to come as you are. And he just has things that flourish for the homeless people. And it's going to just overflow. He's going to have so many blessings for somebody. You're not going to know where to put it. You're not going to know where to place it. And this is the reason why we have to know the Bible, because us just knowing a staple of the Bible, and Jesus Christ knows what we know, well, he's going to keep us. And he's going to build up that foundation. And we're just going to get so much more hungry. We're going to have a passion for him. And this is what he does for us. And it's the Bible. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. And it gives us the guidance. It's like the blueprints. That's the way Jesus Christ, that's how he ministers to us. Because that's
Dr. Hunter, you have a caller.
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter, can you hear me? Yes. My name is, can I speak?
Oh, yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
My name is, I called in before. My name is Glenda Broomfield. I'm in a wheelchair. The Lord had me sitting for an appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in warfare for weeks, maybe a few months. And I have a husband that stand with me. I have an ex-husband that stand with me. And I have two children at the moment. I have a husband that's trying to fight a crack addiction, porno addiction, and alcohol addiction. I have an ex-husband that just flew in from California that's trying to fight a heroin addiction. And I have children that I've heard that be in the back room smoking marijuana. I have been in warfare. And I'm the only one in the house that's really seeking God. And I've been in my room with the door closed day and night, day in, day out, seeking God, sitting in this wheelchair. My ex-husband came here 2 weeks ago from California. And he been battling strongly, deeply with this heroin addiction. And he asked me for money, and I couldn't give him money. He asked me for medication. I can't really give him medication. So I told him to put the oil on him and pray. And I've been praying and going into the spirit. He came 2 weeks ago. 3 days ago, he came in my room and said, he woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning saying he had a breakthrough, that he don't want nothing. That he believes it's over. I have an ex-husband that has a husband that has a girlfriend that wants to leave and go and be with his girlfriend. And I'm giving him the money tomorrow to leave, to go with his girlfriend, to release him. I have kids, two twins that's here And all I can do is lay hands on them before they go to school, constantly stay in prayer and keep pouring the oil on them. So God has given me power over all this. And he's doing this for a reason, to let me see the power that works in me, the power he has given me. I got discouraged one day, wanting to just give it everybody, give up on everybody. And I said, wait a minute, I got power. This is why God probably brought all this to me in my way. And now the house is calm right now. I sat in my room morning and night on the internet reading the Bible from the time I get home, if I go anywhere, to the time I'm getting ready to go to bed. Just in warfare, praying and seeking God and fasting. And I'm seeing breakthroughs. But we have to get in that place with God and use the power that God has given us. We have to fight. And I'm really fighting. And I ask you all to pray for my strength. It's time for me to get up out this chair. And that's why it's the devil's coming at me harder. So pray for me.
Well, dear Heavenly Father God, we want to come to you underneath the blood of Jesus. Dr. Hunter, this is Monica Hanson. This is Monica Hanson, and I'm still on the line. And we're going to come to the Father underneath the blood of Jesus. Dr. Hunter and I, and if you don't mind, I'd like to say a prayer also, Dr. Hunter, for this lady. Dear Heavenly Father, I need the blood of Jesus. Cover her household, Father God, with your heavenly angels. The right people in her life and the wrong people out of her life. The spirits, Father God, that the devil has put inside those souls of those other people, Father God. Go in there, Father God. Cleanse them, Father God. Underneath your blood, just purify their hearts. Purify their minds, Father God. The devil has got them blind, Lord Jesus. Drown it. Drown that sin. Drown the serpents in their lives, Father God. To the 100 power, grace, mercy, healing, and forgiveness in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies, in their souls. Father, call her, Lord Jesus. Strengthen her, Father God. Let them see the light in her. Their temples have been defiled. They're not fasting. They're not drinking a lot of water. They're burning their temple, Jesus. Father God, just let them see 1% of it. Let them turn around, Father God. Burn that 360 in their lives. Give them a 180, Jesus, through her light. Let her be the light in the house, Lord Jesus. Accelerate her in tongues, Father God. Father God, I need the blood. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father God. 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 Yes, Father God.
to their spirit.
No more
Jesus.
The new. And throwing out to all. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a new house, a new beginning, spiritually, without a hint. You give her the guidance of Jesus.
She is
pure to her household. Amen and amen.
Oh, God, have mercy, God.
God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now.
Dear God, right now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you for your blood right now, Father, that will soak that house. Soak that house right now, Father God, in the blood of Jesus, Father God. Father God, all impurities, every unclean spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you gave us the power to cast them out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every demon, every devil right now, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. What's your name, young lady?
My name is Sister Monica Hanchett.
Glenda.
No, not Monica, the one who just said, she got all these things going on in her house.
Glenda. Sister Glenda.
Glenda.
Glenda Broomfield.
Glenda.
Yes.
Have you surrendered all?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Amen.
Somebody got
this is what I want you.
Calling in.
And this is what I want you to do, because only you know the truth that's going on in your house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have you to pray.
Okay.
I'm going to have you to pray for your household. I'm going to have you to pray for the things that's going on in your household. And once you finish praying, we're going to touch and agree with you.
Okay.
But I hear the Lord saying, I'm married to the backslider. That's what I hear.
Hallelujah.
That's what I hear. I have to tell you the truth, what I hear.
Speak it, sister.
And
truth.
In order for God to fight for you and told
truth.
To fight for you, you have to surrender all. Because
truth.
He told us in the book of Exodus, he says, I will fight for you, and you can go your way and be in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm hearing, you first got to confess.
Surrender.
And he says, I'm faithful. I'm faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to one another.
Father, forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father.
Speak it.
Forgive me for everything. Anything I did, it's not like you, God, asked you to forgive me. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Father God, for you are so worthy to be praised, God. Father God, you see the things that's going on around me, God. And Father God, God, I see the things that's in me, Father God.
Surrender.
Oh, God, I ask you, Father God, to take everything out of me that's not like God. Father God, I surrender everything to you. I give it all to you, God. I come before you, Father God, and I lay out every weight that can easily beset me, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, I ask you to put the spirit of truth in me. Gird my loins with truth, God.
Got you, Lord.
Oh,
you.
God, and I'm a seeker of all shyness.
Got you,
Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God. Everything that's going on in my household, I ask you, Lord, to let it cease. If it's me, Father God, it's the people in my house, oh God, to let it be, Father God. Turn it around, Lord God. Turn it around. Clean up, God. Come in and clean up, God.
Yes.
Purge us with hyphs of God. Wash us, Father God, will be white. Yes, God. Oh God, I don't know more seeker, I don't know more shahat. Oh, Lord, I praise you for the victory, God. I praise you for the cleansing, God. I praise you for the purification, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, purge me, Lord God. Father God, clean me up so I could be a vessel for
you.
Oh, God, a chosen vessel, Father God.
Clean.
Oh, Father God, like David saved, you don't give me a clean heart or a new right spirit in me. Father God, then create me a clean heart, God.
Yes.
Then I'll be able to teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. But in the meantime, God, you have to work on me, Lord God. Lord God, out of my sight, so I can deliver your people out of the hands of bondage, out of the hands of sin. Work on me, Lord God. If it's anything in me, take it out, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father God. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, you're able.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord God.
Father.
No, no, Messiah.
Thank you, Father. We touch and agree now, Father, for purging, for cleansing,
God.
Father God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes, God.
And Father God, you said in your words, Father God, by your stripes, we were healed, Father. And we just thank you for divine healing of the mind, of the body, and of the soul, Father God. You said, but love above all, Father God, that you wish that we be in good health as our souls prosper, God. God, I pray now for a prospering soul right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, I pray right now, Father God, for a committed, Father God, relationship with you, God. God, you said you was coming back for your bride, Father, without a spot or a wrinkle, Father God. And Father God, I just thank you right now, Father God. She would prepare herself, Father God, but be that bride, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I just thank you for what you're doing in her house, oh God. I thank you for doing a sweeping. I thank you for doing a cleansing right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you said, Father God, if we want to see change, it must first begin in us, Father. And God, I thank you for the change, God, the newness, Father, that will take place. You said, behold, that you would do a new thing in the shed spring of forth, God. God, I thank you for a new thing.
Yes,
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And God, I thank you that she will lay down every weight that is easily beset her now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. God, she even knows her avenues, what she does, Father God, to get that quick and fast money, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we even call those things out right now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, God, that she will trust you and that she will believe you, Father God, for being her source, for being her provider. You said, Father God, in your word, Father God, that you was our Lord and our shepherd, and we share not want, Father God. You said those who delight themselves in you, Father God, that you would give them their heart desires, God. God, today, God, let this night be a newness for her, God, that she will walk, God. She will walk different. She will talk different, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that she was made in your image and in your likeness, Father God. And God, I thank you right now, Father God. She will begin to show the characteristics, Father God, of you and who you are in her life, Father God. And we just thank you for doing it. And I thank you, Father God, for my move.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you for a move, Father God. I thank you, Father God, it will be an easy transition, Father God, not just in the natural, but also in the spirit, Father God,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And God, you said in your word that you would come quickly, God. And God, I ask you to come quickly on her behalf, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And God, I thank you and I pray you right now, Father, that she will have a made-up mind, Father God. God, she just won't do what she can do to just get what she needs to get while she's in what she's in, but Father God, it will be a complete turnaround. It will be a complete change. Just like you told the children of Israel, you said, oh Israel, turn around, turn around, turn around. And Father God, let the night be her turnaround. The night, Father God, when she says enough is enough, Father God. And God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a new mindset, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Renew her mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And God, I thank you for a Christ-like mind. You said, let this mind that be in Christ be in thee also, Father God. God, I thank you for a deeper relationship. I thank you for intimacy, Father God, with you, Father God. And God, I thank you right now, Father God, that she will find herself, God, spending more time with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just bless you for doing it. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, Father. Hallelujah, God. Uproot, God. Uproot tonight, God. Uproot. Uproot, God. Pour down, throw down everything right now, Father, that's not of you, Father God. Remove it tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You said your word was like a two-edged sword, and it comes quick, God. And God, I thank you for the cut. I thank you for the piercing tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Uproot.
It's God.
And send your consuming fire, Father, to burn it out now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to your holy name.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. It's according to your faith, Glenda. It's according to your faith. God sits high. He sits high, but he looks low, and he knows all things. The man of God said it earlier. People can try to fool man, but you can't never fool God.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Once you invite people in, once you invite a men and women of God into your life, God's going to reveal stuff.
Discernment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you don't have to call it out, but he wants you to confess it like he told Adam, where are they? He already knew Adam had sinned. He already knew what Adam was doing, but he wanted to give Adam the chance to confess it himself.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's how loving he is. That's how loving he is.
Yes.
He loves you that much. He wants you to confess it because he can't make you say, I'm sorry, and Lord, I repent.
Yes.
But he loves you so much that he will press on your heart to let it go.
Yes. Lady of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God. We need more bold soldiers like you. The lady that just got through praying and the lady who spoke the truth to the young lady. And see,
amen.
God gives us a bold spirit, and he gives us a spirit. Some of the fruit are, one of the things is discernment. And sometimes we don't like what God tells us, because sometimes we have to tell other people the truth. And the word is the truth. And let me tell you something. Since you surrendered, you're going to see a work in you that has never been seen in your life before. Because when you were speaking, it was something quenching in my spirit. And so the young lady came and she said, you have to surrender and lay it all on the altar of God. Because he knows all about us. So we can fool man, but we can't fool God, sweetheart.
Yes.
Amen. And let me tell you something, coming from an ex-drug addict, that's an unhealthy relationship that you're dealing with. And you need to bind that. You need to be bold in your home. Come out of that room, that darkness, that closet, and go into the living room and speak the blood of Jesus on everybody in your house. And demons shall flee. And that let me tell you something. Like she said, I agree with the prayer, because I could feel right now a cleansing, a movement of God in your spirit right now. You won't sleep good tonight. And let me tell you something, and this is confirmation. You coming out that wheelchair. When you come out that room, you're going to get out that wheelchair, because the devil has a
throne.
When you just like the shackles has been released. And you got to stand up and be bold, sister. Kick them devils out your house. Get you some oil and just go pour it all on the wall. Go pour it all on them. Whoever in your house, just pour it.
Yes.
And if you don't have enough oil, call Pastor Hunt. I'm sure he's got some. But the blood. Nothing but the blood. And let me tell you something, sweetheart. I'm going to be praying for you. And I hope you stay tuned to this radio station, because I'm a newcomer. But I'm going to tell you something. I have been exposed to something that I said I was going to get off the phone in an hour, but it's gone on 2 hours. And it's something about the spirit of this radio station. Brother Franco has started and Brother Hanna went and Sister Rosetta and some of the other sisters I've heard. And let me tell y'all something, y'all sisters. Don't let no preacher, pastor,
come on,
tell that you don't have a work in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You stand bold as females, and you do what God tells y'all to do.
Yes, Lord.
Because
amen.
If it was both men that stood and did what God wanted them to do, then the women would be able to sit back and hold their peace. But there's so many weak men in the kingdom of God standing behind the pulpit, preaching three sermons a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot too. I told Sister Rosetta, know me. See, I say I shoot from the hip because I packed. I was in the law enforcement, and I packed pistols for so many years. I shoot from the hip. And
well,
the same thing with the word of God. I shoot from the hip. I shoot with the truth.
Yes, sir.
If telling you the truth gonna help you hurt you, then I'm sorry. Because later on, and you know, just like a mobile a scar, if you scratch that scalp open, then eventually it's gonna heal if you leave it alone. And
yeah.
That's the way the word of God is. It's like something out of it says like a two-headed sword. It cuts both ways. But we have the sister. That sister, look, it's up so much going on tonight. But the sister that just spoke the truth stood up bold.
Amen. I'm Prophetess Shonda, sir.
Hello.
Man. Hello.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yes, I was letting him know my name was Prophetess Shonda.
You hear that, brother?
There was who speaking, Dr. Hunter. He got cut off.
He can, well, that's, well, let me say it to
that
y'all like this here. Rosetta, you know him, don't you? Well, let me say this to everybody tonight that's listening. Tonight has been a night that God has set aside. And I'm going to give Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, so it won't be so late. And we can have what God would have. The time has come for us to spread the word. It's like my mother said, everybody got a bag of popcorn, go pop it. We got the word of God in us, let us go out there and pop it. Let us let God do what he say he's going to do. And as I said, some of you got my email and some of you don't, but it's williejhunter@yahoo.com. Now, every Wednesday, I'm dedicating 3 hours from 9 until 12. And I'm going to have prayer. I'm going to send, if you send me an email, I'll send you something back. Because I want everybody to have a certain amount of time. It's time that we see. And I have to say what I'm seeing from God. When I heard that we have allowed the enemy, Iran, to say that he can later on. No, you can't trust the enemy. The Bible says he was a liar in the beginning. He's a liar now. It's what we have to do. We need to just come together like all the prophets. I've met them both, the great woman, everybody on, and I've almost met everybody. And you know what? I love y'all. I've never seen you. But I'm going to tell you this one thing. God is doing something in us all and through us all. It behooves us to stay humble, stay with God, and trust God. And we got 1,500 people listening to us tonight. I pass it on to you. But next Sunday, see, I'm on every evening from 7 to 9 o'clock, or every night, except Wednesday. Wednesday from 9 to 12. And I'm thinking about taking over to Friday also. So it's going to be 2 hours. We need to get busy praying. Listen. I've extended the time, and I'm going to let it go. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you.
Yes, Dr. Hunter. God bless you, and help us to continue to invest in the kingdom of God to the 100 power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Healing souls and saving souls in the name of Jesus and underneath the blood of Jesus.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.